In the film The Karate Kid, Danny LaRusso moves into a new neighborhood, a new city even, and struggles somewhat in joining and in becoming part of this new neighborhood community. And what this does, he does befriend one person in his complex, the mysterious handyman, Mr. Miyagi. And circumstances happen at his school that lead him to Mr. Miyagi when he learns that Mr. Miyagi can teach him karate. Now, Mr. Miyagi has a very unorthodox approach to teaching karate. Instead of having Danny master drills and forms, he has him go and wash his cars and paint his fence. But he's very particular about how Danny does it. Anytime Danny tries to do it a different way, he corrects him. Tells him, wax on, wax off, and paint the fence, just like that. Now, eventually this gets to the point where Danny is really frustrated. And he angrily goes to Mr. Miyagi and says, what's the deal with all this? What does any of this have to do with karate? Mr. Miyagi takes what Danny has coming to him. He's very calm, waits for Danny to finish, and then says to him, wax on, wax off, and then paint the fence. And Mr. Miyagi proceeds to attack Danny. But every time, Danny's able to block his attacks. He's able to block them because of the teaching that Miyagi has been doing in spite of Danny's ignorance. This whole time, he's been building in Danny muscle memory. He's been building in him the techniques he actually needs in a way that Danny can just spontaneously go into those motions. Now, it's fine that Danny asked what was going on. That wasn't the issue. The issue was how he did so. He could have come off much less of a jerk if he had just said, look, Mr. Miyagi, what's going on here? You know, what is what I'm doing here? What does this have to do with karate? You know, how is this going to help me? Because that way of questioning doesn't question the teacher. It's not a questioning of doubt that we're looking for, a questioning of doubt that is unable to believe, an unbelieving doubt. No, what instead would have been good for Danny is a questioning that leads to learning, a questioning that shows that he's ready to learn, ready to hear that he may be wrong, ready to gain something new. Now, the second Sunday of Easter, every single year, we read from the same gospel, this same passage in the gospel according to John. Every year, we hear the story of Thomas and his doubting. And as the church, we focus on this reading. We often focus on certain aspects, what it means to doubt, whether doubting is a bad thing. And we do need to remember that Jesus does answer Thomas's doubts. really what we need is to focus not so much on whether the doubt itself is good, but what sort of doubting are we seeing here? Thomas's doubt isn't that of complete disbelief, but his doubting is conditional. Thomas, in his doubting, doesn't say that he will never believe. Instead, he says he will believe if he sees Jesus there, if he's able to touch Jesus' hands, to touch his side, to see the proof that Jesus has gone through the cross, the crucifixion, and has come back through the other side. And Jesus gives him this opportunity to see all of this. Jesus again appears before the disciples with Thomas there with them. And he says to Thomas, touch my hands and lay your hands on my side. The interesting thing is that we don't hear that Thomas does this. What we do hear is that Thomas is the first to declare Jesus not only his Lord, but also his God. Thomas is understanding that what's happening here is impossible, that only God can do this. But Thomas also respects and trusts his teacher. So when Jesus appears and also makes clear that even though he wasn't in the room when Thomas expressed his doubts, he still heard them. Even though he wasn't present, he knew what it was that Thomas had said. And so Thomas, experiencing this, seeing the impossible with Jesus, comes to believe. Just as with Thomas, it's fine for us to question. It's okay for us to doubt. But what matters is how we are doing so. Are we respecting God as our teacher in our doubting, in a way that Danny LaRusso wasn't doing at first with Mr. Miyagi? Can we respect, too, those teachers that God has given us in this life, in this world? When we ask questions, are we anticipating learning from those questions? Or instead, have we set ourselves so firmly that we will not move away from our unbelief? It doesn't matter how old you are or what you do. We all still have learning that we need to accomplish. We all still need to sit and try to learn more about our faith. More about the hows and whys of our belief and of our worship. And even the whats for what we are supposed to do as baptized Christians in the world. And thankfully, God has given us so many resources to help us continue to learn. to help us continue our training so that we can be better followers of Jesus, just like what we see with Thomas. Are you ready to have your doubts satisfied and answered? Are you ready to see where all this training has taken you on the way of following our Lord Jesus Christ? Or instead, do you just want to mope in your unbelief, unwilling to accept that you still have more things to learn, unable to accept that God still has very much to teach each and every one of us? Don't get bogged down with your expectations being the only thing that is true or matters. Don't be bogged down by disbelieving doubt. Instead, be open to questioning doubt, the kind of doubt that opens us up to learning, the kind of doubt that is able to accept when we are wrong and turn back in the way that Jesus would have us go. In your questioning doubt, be open to what God has to offer you. And in this way, come ever closer in your relationship with our Lord.